All right, hold on. Before we play the intro, we have Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask him about the Netflix Tiger King because, listen, it takes place here in Tampa with Carol Baskin. I feel like I need to ask him about it because I believe that Sheriff Cronister has been on the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office for like a long time.
Yeah, so that's not relevant to what we're talking about with him.
I know. We're going to get like the important stuff out, you know, about... Dear Lord. You know, COVID-19 and all that. Okay. Can I ask him?
I mean, if we have time.
Okay. Also, thanks to Corona Beer for making this podcast happen. Thank you so much. Let's get to it.
Unscripted. Unshackled. Uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel.
Ricky.
Yeah.
You're a dumbass. Have a wonderful day, okay? Bye-bye now.
Holly.
I finally got boobs and a butt back.
And Scotty the Body.
Am I not as cool and good-looking as I think I am?
The Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
No, my tongue feels too big today.
Only from Hot 101.5.
Give me Kit Kat or give me death.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
My name is Miguel Fuller.
I'm Holly O'Connor.
I'm Scotty the Body.
And this is our Corncast, a.k.a. Miguel and Holly Uncensored, where every day we're giving you a new podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it is Friday. Mm-hmm. But it's not like a normal Friday where normally right now we'd be like, ooh, you can see us at Franklin Manor tonight. And then you can see Scotty the Body at McDenton's on Saturday. But no.
No.
We are all in the house this weekend because we're dealing with COVID-19. And in Hillsborough County, yesterday, the powers that be said this is what is happening. And so I thought it would be good for us to sort of get exactly the do's and the don'ts, what you can and what you can't do, right from the source. And so we have Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister on the phone with us. Chad Cronister, or we call you Sheriff?
We call
Chad?
Him Sheriff.
Sheriff
Cronister?
You can't
call him Sheriff Chad. No, it's just Sheriff, right?
Sheriff. Yeah. Sheriff Chad works, but you know what? Let's talk about Christmas music again. I kind of like that. I want to hear Christmas music, too.
Yes! Even the sheriff agrees with me. This is fantastic.
I love it. So if you missed it, so this is our podcast. If you didn't listen this morning on the 101.5, I talked to my roommates and said, hey, let's put up the Christmas decorations, even though I'm not a Christmas person.
Because a lot of people around the U.S. are doing this. They're throwing up Christmas lights outside, just trying to bring a little bit of joy. And Miguel, you finally caved and said you guys could do it at your house.
Yeah, because we need something to do this weekend. And so then Holly, as the vice president of Christmas, and
correct,
Scott as the president of Christmas, said, let's play All I Want for Christmas is You. It's March.
Yeah.
And then our boss called and said it was okay.
It felt right.
It did feel right.
But you're the sheriff.
And he said it feels right, too.
It's okay with you?
That's it. Who doesn't want to be happy? Who's not happy during Christmas time? I mean, that's the best time of the year. The most wonderful time of the year, right?
True that. True that. Okay. Well, when we start sprinkling in some Christmas, just know that Sheriff Chad said it's okay.
That's exactly right.
So
I'll be listening.
Thank you. Thank you. 101.5. Now, Sheriff, there is so much going on, and I can't imagine what your department is going through. What's the latest as we head into the weekend here in Tampa Bay?
Sure, and thanks for helping us get the word out. Tonight at 10 p.m., a safer at home order goes into effect. And what that means is, listen, the only thing that we know that works in combating the community spread of this virus is distancing ourselves. So what this order means is you don't have a legitimate purpose to be outside, whether it's exercising, out on the boat, going to get food, whatever essentials, we're strongly encouraging you to stay at home. Let's break this cycle. Yes, I know it's an inconvenience. I hate the fact that nail salons and some other barber shops and salons in general that can't keep that 6-foot distance have to close. Mm-hmm. I hate the fact that so many people are losing employment and being laid off. But I would rather be err on the side of caution, but I would rather be the person who let's inconvenience everybody for 14 to 21 days and get back to our life as we know it as normal that much faster than dragging us out for the next 9 to 12 months if we don't take this more seriously.
And that's the thing that could happen, right? Because we keep hearing there's so much information that sort of just deluges us every single day. But what I've sort of been reading about this is a lot of the countries that didn't do social distancing practices or, you know, the stay at home, safer at home type things, it is dragging out. So is that what you guys are trying to prevent with all this? Is that, you know, not only, yeah, we want to prevent people from getting the illness, but also it could go for way longer and we could deal with worse repercussions.
100%. We know this thing could be drug out for a much longer time period. So listen, let's inconvenience businesses and individuals and our life as we know it as normal to get back to the normal life as quick as we can. But I have to tell you, I'm out and about. I'm everywhere. And people are listening. I don't see a lot of people out. I mean, to be honest with you, there's no place to go. If you're not going to get some food or that essential item, there's no one out in the roads anyway. You know, even if you wanted to go, where are you going? There's no place to go. You know, but this order is for that small percentage of the population who hasn't taken this seriously. It's to encourage them, listen, you have the individual responsibility to keep yourself safe, your loved ones safe, and the rest of us as your community safe.
Sheriff Chad, what do you say to people that are like, I get it. I totally get it. I'm going to stay home. I have to because my nail salon that I work at or the barbershop I work at or whatever the case may be is closed right now and they don't have any money coming in. Can you give some words of encouragement or anything for people that are now just scared because of everything that's happening, but they don't know how they're going to pay their rent for April?
Yeah, there's no greater fear than the fear of the unknown. I think that's why we all have so much anxiety. This is changing. People are telling us something different about this new virus each and every day. So I would say, listen, be calm. This isn't a time to panic. We all understand the financial implications. Hopefully this federal financial help will get to us sooer than later. At HillsborughCounty.org, they also have an emergency fund set up that they can help individuals. I know the unemployment is skyrocketing. The website continues to crash, but there is some help available. But again, this isn't a time to panic. Listen, as Americans, we're very resilient. We're going to get through this, and we're going to look back in history, and what's going to define us is not this virus, but how we took care of one another, how we united and came together to help each other during such difficult times. That's what we want to be known for.
I totally agree. And I said something along the lines yesterday and it just weirdly, and I don't know if this is bad, good, indifferent. It makes you feel kind of patriotic in order just to do your duty and help out your neighbors while distancing yourself. Like if you've got someone elderly, my neighbor is 75 years old with lung disease. So I did the grocery shopping for them. But I mean, you have so many opportunities to help others and that can lift your own spirits.
That's it. Take care of one another. There's nothing more rewarding than knowing that you made a difference in someone's life. You know, helping a neighbor, giving them money or cutting their lawn for them. Mm. Or I see some young people helping elderly in the morning out in front of Publix that aren't employed with Publix, but helping the elderly and senior citizens getting their groceries into their cars. You know, there's nothing more rewarding than seeing that, knowing as a community, hey, listen, I live in Tampa, and that's why I'm so proud to live here.
Now, what is it like for the men and women on the force right now that are out there patrolling, making sure that we're keeping the social distancing? What is it like for them? Because we forget you have families, wives and husbands and children. What is it like for you all that are serving and protecting?
And I appreciate that. That's a phenomenal question. It's trying times for them as well. We're doing everything we can to protect them. We've issued them personal protection equipment. We're taking so many calls for service online now, over the phone. But like you mentioned, when you call and you need help, we're going to have to show up. So we're trying to ask people to meet us out in the open areas. We're doing everything we can to help prevent the spread of this virus and to our employees. You know, we have to be there to keep people safe. We have a tremendous and robust law enforcement presence out there right now. And it's not to be heavy-handed. It's to be out there that to reassure people, listen, here's a picture of calm, and if you need us, we're here. We're here for you. Mm-hmm. Also, a lot of people forget that we have a ton of employees in our jails that have to keep the jail inmate population safe. When you talk about harmed inmates that we're responsible for protecting, you know, it's against this virus as well. So we're not allowing anyone into jails. We're making sure our employees get their temperature taken every day when they show up to work in the jails. Video visitation is the only way you can talk and through phones to your family members. And the telephone provider has been phenomenal by saying, hey, we're going to give you 5 minutes, each inmate, 5 minutes twice a week to talk to your family who may not be able to come down and visit you now since we had to shut the jails down. You know, could you imagine the epidemic that we would face in our own jails if one person goes in there and affects the rest of everyone else? So we've done a good job. I can tell you, law enforcement use tremendous discretion on who they're arresting. That doesn't mean if you commit a crime, you're not going to jail. But when you look back and see that we normally book 120 to 150 people into our jails each and every day, and in the busiest day this past week, it was only 51.
Oh, wow.
I think law enforcement is doing a good job of using discretion. But again, the community is doing a good job of saying, hey, listen, I think this is the time to help one another, not being out there taking advantage of one another. Mm-hmm. We've seen it. We've seen some telephone scams. We've seen where I'm calling from the IRS and I need to get your information. Mm-hmm. Or even we've heard this latest scam where I'm from the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office and you owe money. What? You know, no one from the government is calling anyone to collect money. That's not how it works.
Oh, my God. The people that do that, what has gone wrong in your own life that you need to prey on others?
Seriously. Like, I have a feeling those type of people aren't listening to our podcast.
No.
But if you are, knock it off!
That's it. You have to know, as kind and as much discretion as we're using, when you take advantage of someone in their most dire time of need, be assured I'm going to make sure that you go to jail.
Mm-hmm. As you should. Thank you so much for giving us the update and the information, Sheriff Chad. I do have one frivolous question to ask you before we're done. And you probably may not want to comment on it we're all like everybody. We've all been looking for a distraction. Right here in Tampa, we've been watching Tiger King with Joe Exotic. And then we have the local connection here. I'm not sure how long you've been with the Sheriff's Department, but can you make any comments about it? Have you seen the documentary? Do you know the story?
I tell you what, I've been with the sheriff's office for 28 years, and I remember this case vividly. And I don't know if I'm going to be ashamed to admit this, but my wife and I and my son, we watched the whole documentary series together. So, yes, we just finished it the day before and watched it. And I remember the case vividly. Very intriguing case that was difficult to prove who committed the murder. That's still a cold case homicide that we face today.
Now, have you all, since the documentary has come up, have you all had people from across the country call and be like, are y'all going to be investigating Homegirl anytime soon again?
We haven't. We were actually hoping that when this documentary went out, it would jog some memories or encourage somebody to be brave enough to come forward and pass something along to us. But nothing. We haven't received one tip for it. But as it continues to become more and more popular here, I'm hoping we receive a call. What a tremendous outcome this would be if we could say, because of this documentary, we ended up solving this case. Now, I'm not saying that she committed the murder.
Right.
But whatever happened here, just solving the case. What a great and positive outcome coming out of a documentary.
Wow.
Y'all are like, we have like unsolved mysteries. We're living in here. We're just trying to not only fight COVID-19, but we're also trying to solve cold case files. So Tampa is, we're on and popping.
We got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, Sheriff Chad, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. I'm sure you got a million things to do, but thank you for taking the time to keep us updated on what's going on.
Always, you guys call anytime. Thanks for helping us get the word. I did want to say one final comment.
Yes, please.
That there's a lot of rumors out there that people believe that they have to have a pass. They have to have a placard in their car. They have to have a letter from their employer or from the sheriff's office or the local law enforcement agency. There's no such rule. If you have a legitimate reason to be outside and away from your home, you're fine. You don't need any type of special pass or placard.
Oh, that's really good to know.
Yeah.
Because our work got us those.
I know. So. I was like, well, I have mine in my car. So I'm just going to keep it in there.
You, Yeah, media is an exemption. You guys have it, but you know we're not out there, you know, turning this county into a police state where we're stopping cars. So you know now if you get pulled over for something else and someone asks you, hey, do you have a valid reason? But you're fine. Everyone can fact check that. They can call your employer and find out. So I just know a lot of people are panicking, like, holy moly, this goes into effect at 10 p.m. I need something. No, you don't. You don't need anything. You're fine.
Okay. You can still go to the grocery store. You can still get your cupcakes. You can do whatever you need to do.
Would you stop
go
with
where you need to go?
Thank you so much, Sheriff Chad. You have a great weekend.
A pleasure. Be safe, everyone. Take care.
Absolutely. You too.
And I'm proud to be an American.
Yes.
Where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend
6 feet away.
Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
There we go. I just needed a little like, So if you're listening to this, we literally like talked to our boss Will at like 9:59. And normally before all this happened, our show was pretty much done at like 9:15.
Yeah.
And the powers that be were like, hey, there's a lot going on. You all can be on till 10. And so we're like doing the show up until 10. And then we went whoop because we had the interview with the sheriff at 10. And so it's like, I just needed a little...
Just kind of a cleansing breath.
A proud to be an American. So here we are, Miguel and Holly Uncensored. Whew, we have... The second weekend that we are dealing with everything right now.
Yeah.
Holly, what do you have planned?
Well, so Maya this morning was picked up by her dad. And we talked about this, I think, either on one of the recent podcasts or even on the air. It's tough for co-parents right now. Once you kind of get the first transfer under your belt, you feel a little better about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand that some... parents are not even able to see their children right now.
Mm.
And it sucks. This is like such a sucky situation to be in as a co-parent. But we kind of tested the waters on Wednesday. And then this is daddy-daughter weekend anyway. It's been, you know, we alternate weekends. And so Chris, my ex-husband, Maya's dad, went and picked her up about an hour ago. And then she's at his house this weekend. So for me... This is sort of a much needed break. And I know what I'm talking about. Even if you're a parent at all, and I sympathize if you're not going to get any breaks, but it's been just very exhausting. I was late to work today and I hate that. I think there's been a total of 2 times when I was actually late to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really no excuse other than I just think I was out of my mind with being tired. Like the alarm went off. I remember I heard the alarm, but then I think I hit off instead of snooze.
Mm-hmm.
And that screwed me. And so what I was talking to my therapist about yesterday via conference call was I got to carve out some time for myself, as this has all been sort of like new and maybe the novelty of it was kind of exciting at first. Like I was like, okay, I'm taking on mom, teacher, radio personality, broadcaster. I'm taking on all of it. I can do this. And then I realized it's a lot more difficult when you actually put that into practice. Not to mention coming up, we're going to be doing this for at least, I think my kid's school said until April 20th.
Yep.
So we have now weeks more of this. And this was technically her spring break. So next week, it's going to be class as usual, only online. And so for me, what I'm going to have to do is come to work early in the morning, get through with the podcast that we're doing every day, go home, tell my family, do not bother me for an hour. I have to take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
That nap is so critical for me. And so then once that's done, then I can get on with teaching and doing schoolwork with her. And all that stuff. So she's over at his house this weekend, which gives me time. Literally today, after we're done with all this, I'm going to take a nap.
Mm.
I'm going to take a nap for hopefully like 2 hours.
Yes.
I'm just going to pass out in my bed. And then after that, I'm really just looking forward to this weekend as sort of like a calm doing what the board people have been doing.
Right.
Which is binging.
Yes.
Like, I will finally watch Tiger King.
Yeah.
I will watch it. Like, I will start watching any other things that have had on the back burner that I haven't been able to. And I also plan on putting together my the Harry Potter Lego set that our boss Will got me while drinking. So that's my plan.
I cannot wait for you to watch Tiger King. Like, I wish that you, like, right now, like, the first part of when you started talking, I was just thinking about what the sheriff said.
Oh, God.
Like, no, that, y'all don't understand. Like, that is huge that he said that, that they're like, I wonder if we're going to get any tips in. Because, like, part of the story of the lady who runs Big Cat Rescue, Carol Baskin, that's the rumor that she killed her millionaire husband back in the 90s in order to be able to take over and, like, do what she wanted. And so then Joe Exotic, the one that the whole thing is about, he, like, bashed her repeatedly for years, spreading the rumors that Carol Baskin killed her husband and that, like, she hit her body at Big Cat Rescue somewhere or had him killed. I'm like, it's insane. And they still to this day don't know what happened to him. He just disappeared one day. Wow. And so then, like, when she took over his estate, like, in his will, it had, if he dies or disappears, then she gets control.
Disappears?
Yes.
Who and everyone says that?
And that's why everyone was like, wait, that's weird. But she has, like, because Carol Baskin has put out, like, this whole blog post where she's like, I'm not giving any interviews. Let me refute all the things that this documentary said about me.
I saw the Tampa Bay Times said that her quote was that it was hugely erroneous, basically. They said it was hugely false.
Right. That's why when he said that, I was like, ooh. Oh.
All right. So Maya's at Chris's house. I will be watching Tiger King.
Yo, you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol at Big Cat Rescue.
When you watch it, you're going to like, oh, God, I just can't wait for you to watch it. Scott, are you going to watch it?
Yes, I am going to watch it. So I don't have anything
cool
to do.
Yo, you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol at Big Cat Rescue.
I'll watch it again with you.
All right. Yeah, no, I'm going to watch it. I want to watch it all. Just sit down and watch it because it's like the trendiest thing happening right now. It's like, if you're not watching it, you're missing out on something.
Clearly, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Scott, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to watch that. Definitely. Well, like, last weekend, I didn't, like, I guess everyone was kind of adjusting to staying at home. That's when I drove to Virginia and got my girlfriend and brought her back. So I didn't have a weekend to do nothing. So this is honestly the first weekend in, a long time where I literally have nothing. I actually might have to come up to the station and do a couple things. But, like, beside that, nothing. So probably read. I want to read a lot. I'm going to sleep a lot. I'm going to work out a lot. I'm going to watch a lot of Netflix. And I'm going to tan.
Are you going to hang out with me?
Yeah. I mean, I think I have to.
I think I have to.
Well, you're not going to be at the house. I won't be at the house.
Miguel, he doesn't have a choice. He lives with your ass.
Do you hear the tiredness in his voice of what he's like? I mean, I guess I have to.
That sounded like he would rather do anything. I feel like he'd rather babysit Maya than actually have to hang out with you again.
I mean, Scott, what's wrong with hanging out with me outside of the radio station? Your voice just got so high.
No, I actually don't mind it. I think a lot of the times, I've said this before, like, I don't hang out up there, like, in the living room area because it's three stories. Because y'all are always watching some show that I have no idea what's happening, and you're like four episodes in. I'm like, I'm not going to jump in here midway through.
Right.
Goodbye. And then usually, like, if we're having a conversation up there, I sit up there. I hang out. I like talking. But I'm not going to sit there and watch a show that I have no idea what's happening. And that's why, like, even when you're watching Tiger King, like, because you weren't on episode one, I was like, uh-uh. Because I knew I wanted to watch it. So.
Right. No, I get that. Here's what I'm confused. So in the living room of Chateau Oprah, my couch, it's like, what is it type of couch
it's
called?
It's
sectional?
It's a sectional, yeah. It's a sectional. So yeah, it's like an L sectional.
Yeah.
And so usually on the part that's against like the big wall, I sit on the far left. Usually Abe sits next to me and then Dylan sits in the corner, far to the right. And then there's like the long part that sort of like juts out on the right side. And usually that's where if anyone else is there, like, they'll sit there. Scott, I always feel like when you come upstairs and you, like, hang out or you chat with us, you always sit at the dining room table. You never sit on the couch. Are you scared to sit next to us?
No. I don't know. Usually either I'm eating or I came up there to, like, not watch TV and I ended up just sitting down. And I was like, okay, I'll hang out for a couple minutes. But sometimes I sit on that part of the couch, not always.
But you always look so awkward. Like, I feel like you're just an awkward human being sometimes. I feel like you don't know how to navigate living in that space and just, like, being comfortable.
I don't know. There's certain times where it's, like, it's okay, and then there's other times where I'm like, it's all right. Like, I'd rather go downstairs sometimes and just hang by myself. It depends. I sit there. I do sit on that part of the couch.
He doesn't feel like it's his home yet.
I mean, I do. Mm-hmm. I do, but I don't think, like, that's not, like, my space. Like, my space is more so the, okay, in this, I guess, terminology, is more so the dining room table because I'm sitting upright. I just, more comfortable, weirdly enough. I don't know.
Huh. I was just curious. I want to make sure that you feel as comfortable as possible, but
no,
just don't
I
sit
do.
In my space.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'll hang out there. If there's, like, okay, like, if there's this weekend probably going to happen, like, a movie,
mm-hmm.
let me know. I'll sit up there. But if it's halfway through.
Nope.
And I walk up there and you're like, hey, watch a movie.
He okay. wants to be in on the ground level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. All right. I will make sure that happens. I will make sure that you're included in all the plans.
Yeah, it's always good for me to know, like, when it's going to happen so I can plan around it because, like, in my head, I already have my schedule going. And
right.
so if, like, all right, if you were going to watch a movie at 5 and I was already thinking, like, oh, at 5, I'm going to go run or something. I'm going to go run instead of watch the movie, probably.
Have fun with that.
Well, yeah, it's just part of my schedule, my brain.
No, that's fine. I wanted to do sort of like a welfare check as we are nearing, I guess, would this be week 2 of just us seriously taking this seriously as a country?
Yeah, I think 2.
Because what was it, that Thursday, March 11th or something like that, I think?
You know what's weird? I actually wrote on my calendar at home, I called it the other thing, but COVID-19 enters the U.S. Because that was the day I felt like we all sort of took it seriously. Mm. And it was Friday the 13th.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Because right. our company had issued like some, like a few suggestions for staying at home for the 12th and the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
But my kids still had school. On the 13th, I
right.
picked her up like it was a normal Friday. But even then, there was like a little inkling in the back of my head as I picked her up. I was like, oh, man, there's a lot of kids here and there's a lot of germs. Mm. And that was the first time I ever remember thinking, shit.
Something's going down.
I got to take this kind of seriously now. So I would say for me, it got really real on March 13th when I picked her up from school. And then it was made the announcement was made later that day that they would not be having school for another, you know, a while. And so, yeah, 2 weeks it's been since the 13th that everything kind of turned on its head.
So crazy how that happens, just like that.
Yeah.
How is everyone dealing with it emotionally? Because I feel like every day is a little bit different when I wake up. And I sort of like wake up mm-hmm. and then I stumble over to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And then I just sort of sit and then I'm like, where's your mental head with everything today? And every day it's been different.
Mm.
Every single day it's been different.
I get that. So you're asking
Holly,
me
yeah, how are you feeling?
I'm okay. I think I'm okay. And I talked about this very briefly with Scott the other day, I think off the air.
Mm-hmm.
But my life has been so weird over the past year that, and I wish I could talk more about it. I don't think I can talk like a whole lot about it, but I'll kind of allude to some things. Like basically, I feel like I've been in social isolation, not true social isolation like we are now.
Right.
But I haven't really gone out to do much
mm-hmm.
this past year
right.
because of some events that happened in April in my life of last year. And so for me, I feel like what all of you are dealing with right now, like the pure shock and awe of not hanging out and not doing things and life being disrupted, that was me a year ago.
Mm.
And it's almost like society's catching up. And I'm like, oh, welcome. It is a little bit shitty here, but you get used to it. Like, I can't really explain more than that,
mm-hmm.
but it's been weird witnessing other people kind of have meltdowns where my meltdowns already happened.
Right.
And so for me, the social isolation aspect of it is not different, new, or challenging. What has been challenging has been the adjustment of society, because at least society was the same last year. So, like, for example, you know, the schools are closing and figuring out at first I was legit scared. I'm like, what am I going to do with my kid at home all day long?
Right.
I don't know. I didn't sign up to be an at-home mom, which, by the way, I give so much credit and respect and have always to stay-at-home moms because that is way harder than going to work and coming home to your kid because it's just, it's 24/7. It's just go, go, go. Mm. So I was scared. But what I found is that, you know, we're all kind of taking it in stride. And then the secondary level, of course, is the virus. I don't want my mom to get this because I feel like it'll be fatal for her. I don't want Maya to pick it up and get sick and then give it to my mom. I don't want anybody to get it, obviously, but I feel personally responsible if my mom should get it, that it's going to be my fault.
Right.
So that's tough. But on the daily, it's been, my mental state has been okay. And I want to just do a quick plug because I'm going to be doing an endorsement about this anyway. So before, like literally on the 13th, the day that shit went sideways, if you will, I was working with one of our sales saleswomen, and we were locking in place an endorsement for me to endorse a place called NeuroSpa, which offers, let me say what exactly it is, transcranial magnetic stimulation, which is basically they put a magnet on your head and it's like it sends a magnetic pulses to your brain, and it is supposed to be a treatment for depression. Which, again, if you'll go back to what I just said about how my life has been a little crazy over the past year, I've been on Zoloft for like 2 or 3 years now. Ever since my mom had her brain tumor and went like that whole thing, I had to get back on Zoloft because my anxiety and depression were like at odds. It was crazy. And I'd been on Zoloft before, like in 2011, 2010. Not my favorite thing to be on, but it does help. This treatment is supposed to take the place of medications. For something like 50 or 55% of people who go through this, it's called TMS, transcranial magnetic stimulation. For people who go through the TMS treatment, like half of them have depression in remission, meaning they are no longer depressed.
Oh, wow.
And so it's like this, it's not new. It's been on the market for years now, but it was recently FDA approved and is now covered by insurance. So obviously everything is kind of on hold with the advertising aspect of it. But I started my treatment doing it because they said that I was a good candidate for it. I started my treatment with it on the 13th. And y'all, like, I feel like it's working.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't say anything is massively different, but I find myself able to manage the bumps a little better. Like, instead of like having like an upsetting situation happen and like crumbling because of it and then having to dig my way out of the hole just to get back to normal, the bump happens and I didn't get in the hole. I just kind of tripped a little bit, but I kept going.
Interesting.
And so I've been doing that, and I think that that's helped as well. So it was like the perfect storm of things in my life. And so I'll talk more about that when, you know, things do get back to normal and I'm able to actually endorse it and have the proper papers in front of me to talk about it. But yeah, so that's been part of my life too.
It's fascinating.
It's super fascinating. And I sat down with the doctor, his name's Dr. Upshaw, who's one of the doctors that runs all of this. And he's like, I'm just going to use the terminology. And if you have questions, I'm like, no, please give it to me straight. Because not only am I super interested in this, I'm already a believer. He's like, well, I hope it works for you because it doesn't work for everyone. And there's various reasons for that, which I found fascinating as well. But I can't wait to get on the air and start sharing this because I think it's going to be so beneficial for so many people in Tampa Bay.
And what's the name of it called?
It's TMS. It's called transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment for depression. And I'm going to NeuroSpa, which is the they have several locations now. It is like a legit spa. Like, I go in, I sit in the chair. They put a little magnet hat on me, and then I just sit there for like 20 minutes and zone out.
That sounds wonderful.
So anyway, that's my thing. I don't know why I got on that tangent. Sorry.
No, we're asking why sorry. There's no reason to be sorry.
You're right.
There's no reason to be sorry, girl. That's your life. That's what you're doing.
Yeah. So that's my thing lately.
Scott, how are you? How are you feeling? What's happening on the inside of you?
Oh, wow. Well, right now I feel okay. Like, I feel pretty good right now. Like, I mean, it's just weird. I still have my fears about everything with just, like, my family and making sure everyone's okay on that end. Because I do, like I've said before on the other podcasts, like, I do think this is going to see a huge spike. And we obviously are seeing many, like, it's literally doubling in nights sometimes. So I do have those fears. I mean, right now is the first time because today was, weirdly enough, and, you know, for people that are now unemployed, like, Well, don't come for me. I don't know. But, like, this is the first time, like, my paycheck has taken an effect because I don't have any events to go work or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm starting to see, like, the effect on that, which is a little stressful. But right now I'm doing okay. Luckily, I do still, I'm able to work. But I'm doing okay with this whole thing right now because I'm kind of just able to just take a step back from my life, which was kind of crazy before all this started. And I was kind of craving some time to just go home and just do nothing and, like, catch back up with my life. And so that's the one positive, because now I get to go home and, like, okay, what do I need to work on? And so when all this is over, like, I could actually get back on track and get right back in my routine and actually become better than I am right now. So right now I'm okay. But there are moments where I, like, allow myself, like, every day, like, a little freak out just to be like, the hell is happening?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because it's just got, it's crazy to even think of, but right now, my mind's not really there right now. I think it's because we're at work and it's like, you know, this is a normal situation for me.
Right.
When I go home and I don't get to go to the gym, or I go to the store and I caught myself at the store and I was like scared to stand by people and my mood's even different, like, toward the cashier, and it doesn't mean to be, but I'm like trying not to, like, really talk or, like, do anything. Mm. Try to just pay and get out. That part's weird. So it's those moments that I kind of have those little freakouts where I'm like, ooh, this is odd. This just feels weird. Feels like we're in a movie. But right now I'm okay.
I totally get that. I it's just so, and I feel like I've been using this word over and over, that it's unprecedented, because I just don't even know, like, what to reference or sort of what to, because I feel like that's one of the great things about getting older, is that when you come upon different situations, you can be like, oh, well, I went through something similar to this, so this is a good course of action, or this is how I should react. But now it's like every single person's like, girl, I don't know.
Yeah, it's the fear that is
the unknown.
Tough. Yeah.
It is, because you don't know what to expect. And I mean, I'm now thinking, you know, I mean, and just being honest of like, are they going to ask us to cut our pay? Or because I've seen a radio company that's actually, I don't know how big the company is. It might be similar to us, or maybe a little smaller than our company, but they just asked all of their employees to take a 10% cut until June, until things get back, so they don't have to fire anyone. And so that's scary for those people. And I think about, you know, when I have my paychecks planned out, I know exactly where every dollar is going. Or we've had some radio friends that have been furloughed and they're not working at all and they're not getting paid. And so there's that fear that comes over me. And then there's just the fear of, like, just like a gray bubble just over me of just like, when are we going to be able to, like, breathe? You know, like, when is life going to be normal? When are you going to be able to do the things that you enjoy to do that brings you calm? You know, like, one of my things is every week, I love looking good, but I love my haircut because that's a little time for me to, like, catch up my barber. And then I, like, go to sleep in his chair. And he's, like, you know, making me look good. And I always feel great when I leave his chair. And so those are the things that, like, you know, I'm missing out on. Or getting a massage, you know, just going and having John over at Massage Studio twist me and toss me around. And then I come out of there being like, ooh, I feel good. And, like, and I know these are, like, super first world problems, because if you lost your job and you're listening, you're like, I can't pay rent. But it's like we all are having different ways that we're having to adjust. And I guess it's just like we always talk about how we feel things and we feel the world. Like, I feel the world sadness on me sometimes, where I feel like the past couple of nights, I felt bad for my boyfriend. We actually going to have a conversation this weekend, because I feel like emotionally, by the time I get home and then he gets home, I'm just, like, drained.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the last two nights, one night he went to go run with one of our friends, and the other night he went on a bike ride with a friend. And so I was, like, annoyed at that, because, like, just there's so much going on. And so then when he gets back, I've had a couple glasses of wine, and by that time I'm like, well, I'm going to bed. Bye.
Oh.
And so
he's just trying to live his life.
I know, but it's just, I'm in such a fucking tizzy. I don't even know, like, up from down. And so that's why I kind of wanted to take this weekend to just, like, literally go on a walk.
Yeah.
Just get
outside. Like, do something that I've never done outside, that might bring a little peace to my mind and a little a different perspective.
Yes.
Can I give you a tip?
Yeah.
Because I'm in so much therapy that I might as well be a therapist.
Please.
Right now. for people that don't like to go on walks, because I have one of these in my life, because sometimes if you are an anxiety-ridden person or if you're prone to thinking in a loop of, you know, negative thoughts, you feel like, I'm not going out for a walk because it's just giving me more time to think about the negative crap. Here's what you do. You still go outside for a walk because it is actually good for you. It produces those endorphins, mm-hmm. connects you with nature. But if you're like, what do I do while I'm walking to occupy my mind? Look for cool shit in nature. Mm. So like maybe there's a spider that did a huge ass web on that tree over there. And you're like, damn, how'd that bitch get all the way up there? Or if you see like a new kind of bird. And this is legit serious. A therapist actually told me this. And they're like, if you walk by a canal, see if you can spot some kind of like water creature that you may not have noticed before. Maybe find some natural bodies of water to walk by, because that's very calming. But look for interesting things and make a note. You can either actually get your phone out and make a note, or just make a note in your head about all the different things that you've seen today that you would never have ever noticed in your life before. Because when the hell else are you going out to walk down your street?
Never.
And you don't just stare at the pavement. You actually look at the world, and it will help your mood.
I love that. And I totally agree, because I had that thought yesterday, because our gym, like every gym, is closed. Mm-hmm. And so we got some equipment, and I was challenging myself at the end of my workout to do a little run through our neighborhood. And by run, I mean I walked.
Oh.
I mean, I walked quickly.
But you moved.
And then I walked. But as I was walking, there were like some things in the neighborhood that I've never noticed, because I'm always driving by real fast to get to the next location.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, I didn't realize that their balconies like jutted out into the ground like that, whereas ours is hanging out with stilts on it. Oh, I never realized what was in that canal over there right by the dumpster. And so, no, I totally agree that taking it, but doing it purposefully, I think that will help in just sort of bringing some peace and calm and a different perspective.
I think it will, because it does actually help you to get out in nature and look. And this time, since you're doing it purposefully, whatever, it's gonna like expand your mind into new ways.
Yeah.
So we're all kind of being forced to slow down. If we want to look at that as the positive, yes, from this whole virus, we, of all countries, we needed a damn slowdown.
Oh my gosh.
Like, we would talk about it, but how do you implement that when the rest of the world is still moving at the speed of light,
right,
and you're trying to slow down? You don't. So now you have to. So do the things that you may have wanted to. And can I just go off on a quick tangent?
Girl, we got all the time in the world, hon.
All right, because I wrote this down as Scott was talking, and I thought about this. First of all, I have not felt this alive in my job in years.
Mm.
And I don't know if we want to talk about that.
Please.
But what's cool for me as a broadcaster, this is why I do this. I do not do this so that you know the latest on Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. Like, they're fun, and I love the music that we play, but this is why I have given blood, sweat, and tears to this career. Because this is what we've quote-unquote trained for.
Right.
We are meant to be a beacon in the community that both informs and entertains, and it gives me so much light and life and joy when we get messages from people that are like, can y'all please stay on the air because you're the only thing keeping us sane.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will do it. I'm like the freaking orchestra that played down with the Titanic. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is what gives me purpose and makes me love this job so much. And it can get really lost, especially when maybe you're working with people who don't see it that way or who have gotten lost in the message themselves. But what I will totally give our company credit for is bringing it back to that basic almost immediately when this whole thing started.
Right.
Like, they knew that the radio personalities were going to be their front line. Mm-hmm. And they said, whatever we need to do to get you guys to keep you guys on the air, to keep you safe and healthy so that you can continue to do your job, we'll do it for you.
Right.
And they did. So I love that. But it's like, in those years of like, how many different songs can we play? Like, do we play Despacito for the 8 millionth time or whatever the case may be? And then you're worried about like, well, what is going to happen with the hot, haunted, whatever? And is there going to be a blown off?
You can only play, you can only talk for 2 minutes at a time.
Right. Like, did you say, were you word efficient enough to get the point across without people losing interest in you speaking after 5 seconds? Because believe me, every single one of those has been talked about.
Absolutely. We've literally sat in a meeting where they were like, well, you know, we have shorter attention spans than goldfish.
Yeah.
So as soon as you open up that microphone after that song ends, you better say something interesting.
Yeah. If it's not meaningful, just play another song.
Yeah.
No pressure, though.
Right.
So I just say all that
puts
to
it
say,
into perspective.
I have felt very alive again in this career. And this is what radio does really well. We do this well. Emergencies. Because I have the same feeling that I had when America dealt with Hurricane Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Because we did like a whole post up at the radio station and all the different radio companies did a broadcast all together. And we manned it like for, I think, 3 or 4 days, 24/7.
Wow.
So I took some overnight shifts of just being out in the parking lot. And so like that was incredible feeling that way. I sort of felt that way. Do you remember when we were dealing with the oil spill?
Yeah.
The Gulf Coast oil spill.
Mm-hmm.
That was like, by the minute, I just remember seeing TV, the images of like that underwater camera with the oil billowing out into the ocean. So like moments like that, when you're dealing with a collective scary situation, it helps me realize, yes, this is my purpose.
Right.
I am in the right career path. I just, it can get lost.
No, that's very true. I agree with you. And I feel like for us and anybody that's on the front line, healthcare worker, police officer, like you also, because this is so prolonged, have to take a step back from the chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you get burned out.
You do, you know. And if you are working from home right now and or you have kids, where it's like you sort of check in maybe with us or you watch the news at night just to be like, you know, what's the latest, or you read, you know, what alert one of your news stations is giving you. But we are like plugged in 24/7 because we want to make sure that we give you the info all the time. But then there are times where it's like you literally have to walk away just because we're human.
Well,
you know?
And that's what happened when I got real drunk on Wednesday.
Mm.
And that won't happen again because I don't like feeling that way. Like yesterday, I wasn't sick or I didn't have a headache. My body just didn't feel right.
Mm.
But see, that's what happens if you don't unplug for a little bit.
Right.
Because I had been going and going and going with no breaks and, you know, worrying about Maya's school and worrying about my mom. And then finally when we decided, okay, Maya can spend the day with her dad. When that happened on Wednesday and he took her and I got home and nobody expected anything from me.
Mm.
I mean, I just started drinking. And for a while, it was fantastic.
Oh, there's that first part when you start drinking. That's like your stomach warms up.
Yes.
And you feel tingly and you're like, yes!
Oh, yeah. But see, that was at like, you know, 1 o'clock.
Right. Like, that's always when you should stop. Like, that's when you should just be like, you know what? I'm good.
Yeah. Well, I would say, like, for me, the first, like, hour to 2 hours of drinking, that's a fun zone.
Yeah.
But see, I had drank until about, like, 9 p.m.
Oh,
Lord.
Yeah, so that's when your body's like, bye.
Literally, my body went into, like, that low blood sugar mode, Miguel. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Where, it was bad, though.
Oh, God.
I had to get my glucose tablets because
oh,
I had, like, I fucked myself all up with alcohol and sweets because I was then binging on sweets and stuff. So that wasn't good. But that's what can happen if people, and I'm not saying that we're doing out here doing the Lord's work like the medical profession is.
Yeah.
They're actively going into the war zone,
right,
knowing that they could come out with COVID-19.
Mm.
But for those on the front line that it's always in your face, you do need to unplug, even if it's for like a day, without getting yourself wasted so that you can, you know, reset yourself.
It might be one of the days you can get wasted.
You know what? I needed it, but yeah. Now I know not to do that crazy anymore.
Right.
So.
I wanted to play this clip real quick of, we saw this from the Today Show of
Hoda Kotb.
Kotb talking to, Drew Brees. And talking about, I guess, some of the initiatives that he's coming up with. And
well, New Orleans got hit hard, and they think it was because of Mardi Gras.
That's right.
And so he played
Plays for the
Saints. And so he's doing a lot of donations and good for the community.
And this is the end of the conversation. So it's like a split screen where you have Hoda on the left, Drew Brees on the right.
I also think a lot of things are contagious, including generosity. So our hope is that because, you know, you let us know that you made this big, generous donation, I think other people look and say, hey, maybe I can help out too. Drew, we love you.
Love you too, Hoda. Okay. Thank you.
All right. A lot more.
Hoda. I know it's a lot.
Sorry.
Hoda, I'm so sorry, hon. Take a moment.
Sorry.
It's a lot. I know where your heart is, my dear. I do. How about I read the teas?
Yes, want me please.
To? Okay. Deep breaths. We have a lot more this morning to get to, including more on a group that definitely deserves celebration.
You can just see Hoda's face, and she's just like, in that moment, she felt like all the emotions.
Yes.
Like every single one.
And I feel for the news people who have to try to keep it together. Like, I feel like we can kind of cry because we're radio people.
Right.
That's
we're
expected.
Messy and all over the place.
Yeah. Which is why I'm a radio person. But like for them, they have to keep it together no matter what is going on in their personal life, in their work life, and in the world's life as they're on the stage. And you can just see her get hit by the emotion truck. And it was like that thing where... this is what I picture in my head. You know, sometimes when you have to do the ugly cry?
Yeah.
And like, there's no stopping the ugly cry.
No, you can see that train is coming.
It's, and it like comes from it like some weird deep level of like your stomach and your chest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like you can suck it in and just go, okay, I'm just going to continue on with my speaking.
Right.
You can't.
No.
It just overcomes you.
Overfills, yeah.
Powerful.
Mm. And that's what I felt this weekend when I was folding laundry and had my AirPods in and I was listening to Celine Dion song came on and I'm just sitting here like folding socks and all of a sudden I'm just like, oh God. And I was like, what is happening to me right now?
You're dealing with a lot of emotions. And here's the thing. Ooh, this is good.
Oh.
You have to feel them. Mm. Otherwise, on the other side of this, we're going to have a lot of people with PTSD.
Mm.
Which is when you don't process stress the right way.
Right.
This is stressful. This is a traumatic, stressful situation. Feel your feelings. Mm. We're all in the same boat. Because if you try to suppress it or ignore it or push through it, listen to me, you will be fucked up later.
Yeah.
So process. If you have like a good friend who's a good listener, share.
Yeah.
Be willing to, you know, be the dump for someone. Someone's going to have to dump all that emotion out. It's healthy. So maybe you can take turns, you know, being the dump button for somebody because it's so important to feel those feelings.
What I want to do, too, is on the Hot 101.5 app, we have the open mic feature. It's where you can go in and you can sort of like leave a comment because we record this and there's no way for us to take phone calls.
Right.
So if you want to leave a comment that we can air and play it back during the podcast, you can do that. So just download the Hot 101.5 app on your smartphone, and then you'll see when you open it up, the little open mic feature. You just tap that button and hold it down, and it records, I think, for 15 seconds.
Yeah, I think so.
And then you can just leave a message of, you know, I'm stressed out, or this is what's bringing me joy right now. Whatever it is that you want to say, because we always want it to be a two-way communication. And also, you can always leave us a comment on or a review on the iTunes under Miguel and Holly Uncensored when you rate and subscribe. And then just leave us a review, and then we can communicate with you that way as well. All right, it's time to go drink.
I mean, if you want to have your day like I did Wednesday, I'm not judging you.
I mean, it's Friday.
Just get some Pedialyte.
That's true. Oh. I mean, I got nothing else to do, so I'll just be on the couch tomorrow.
Get some Pedialyte and please drink responsibly. And speaking of drinking responsibly, thanks to Corona Beer. Because they are graciously sponsoring our podcast, letting us or helping us be able to do it every single day. And can we all just have a moment for Corona Beer? Who are also going through it because dummies were like, well, not gonna do that because they had coronavirus. No, stop it. Go buy your Corona beer, especially if you've been drinking Corona for a long time. Get you a lime, post up, and enjoy your beach.
Absolutely. Please do. And you can try one of their new seltzers.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm actually going to pick that up because I was thinking of making chicken parmesan tonight on Friday.
Yeah.
We'll see, girl, because if I start drinking at 1, chicken parmesan might not come out well. So it might be a Saturday night meal.
Oh.
But we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. I got excited.
Well, listen, don't
count my chickens before I've laid them.
You've parmesaned them?
You've laid your chicken.
Okay. Yes. Holly, what's all your social media?
Radio Holly on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and then Holly on Hot 101.5 on Facebook.
Scott?
At Scott Tavlin. Boom.
Are you okay?
No, he's tired. He's so ready.
You? I've never seen you this tired before. You look done.
This week's been long. Yeah, no. I was trying to explain it to my girlfriend, Mary. It's like, we are looking at it constantly. It's just a lot. So,
By the way, when people who are not having to look at it or they're just getting glimpses of the news try to tell you?
Yeah. Well, that's the biggest thing when I look through either my friends, because I have a lot of, obviously, like, my social media is filled with a lot of people like my age.
Yeah.
Some are on board and all about it, and then some are just idiots. And I'm like, that's where it pains me, where I'm like, y'all, like, you're not paying attention to what's actually happening, but just please just see what everyone else is going through and just be a good person.
Right.
That part's exhausting. I'm not going to jump in that fight.
I know.
Yeah.
Because I see some stuff, like some posts on Facebook with just inaccurate information or like guessing. And I'm just like, shut your shit down.
Yeah.
I try not to unfriend anyone that has a different political belief than me. I got it. Whenever you hear that, that means I just got an email.
Yeah.
And I saw someone put something like, well, all the old people can die. I need to get back to work.
It's like, what is wrong with you?
I was like, literally, I didn't even, because like, I would at least look at the friendship and be like, well, it's someone I haven't talked to in a lot. I don't even know who. I just deleted. I was like,
I'm done.
Like, if you are that idiotic and that stupid and short-sighted, you know what? I don't even want to see what you have to put out in the world.
No, you don't need to be putting stuff out in the world.
Because I would much rather have a few more years with my grandmother than me not taking a 10% pay cut or whatever the case may be.
Dealing with your dumbass.
Exactly. So shut up.
Ooh, I think we all need to go get a drink. Let's go, y'all. Bye.
All right, bye, y'all. See you later. Have a good weekend. Bye.